quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome, you're listening to Sports Ecom 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mike McDowell. Russell Jackman is off today. At each commercial break, we are going to ask a trivia question. Let's see, today I think we've got music is our theme, okay? And a couple of these you have to be a little bit older for, but a couple of these you might be okay. Actually, one of them is from the 60s. One's from the 70s, and then one's a little bit after that. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay, what is the theme song for today's show, then? That's on you right now. 3, 2, 1, go.
What's the one that Trump always plays about the proud to be an American, right?
We're at least done. That works.
Otherwise, I'll sing the whole song. I'll do it. Okay. In our next segment, Mike's going to introduce our very special guest, who's coming on in the next segment there, Mike?
I was going to say something funny, but he's such a serious guy. I'll just say he's a legend. He's an icon. He's a world leader. He's a great guy. He has so many amazing qualities about this guy. I don't want to tell you everything now because this is a tease, but he's an entrepreneur. He's a go-getter. He is the proud Greek heritage. I'll tell you what, this guy loves his Greek heritage and just eclectic. He is a businessman. He's the owner, co-owner of the Jacksonville Sharks Indoor Football League, filmmaker, and then that's it.
And he loves us for that. Okay. I do want to make a mention here. You ready for this? Watch SMSN.com, serving Indiana and beyond. SMSN Radio, your home for sports. Thanks to CEO and founder Brian Snow, a new addition to our Sports Byline, Sports Econ 101 lineup. All right, stay with us, Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in 4 distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
There are rivers that people visit, and then there are rivers that change them. For over 40 years, Tributary Whitewater has guided adventurers on the West's most iconic waters. The journey spans from the deepest river canyon in North America, via Hell's Canyon on the Snake River, to the legendary wild and scenic stretches of the Rogue River in Southwest Oregon. Bring the family and explore a 3-day, 2-night easy rafting trip on the new Lower Klamath, or half-day to 2-day trips on California Classic Whitewater on the American River, or experience the rivers in the Sierra Nevada, including the Truckee River and the springtime East Fort Carson River, both just outside of Lake Tahoe. With expert guides and all-inclusive overnight experiences on the river, Tributary serves as a premier gateway to the great outdoors. From Oregon and Idaho to the heart of California, Tributary Whitewater provides everything you need for an experience of a lifetime. Reservations for the 2026 season are available at whitewatertours.com. Tributary Whitewater, incredible river experiences.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101 on Edward Brown, along with Mike McDowell. Mike, please reintroduce our special guest.
I hope I can do the intro justice now, because, like I said, I didn't want to tell the people all about him in just, you know, 15 seconds. That's what we broadcasters are supposed to do. He is a guy by the name of Nick Fierce. He's my friend. I hope he considers me his friend. Last time I know, I still am. Wow. Eclectic guy. Lives in the Jacksonville, Florida area. Originally from New Jersey, and if he's not from New Jersey, he'll correct me. But, boy, so many hats to wear. Number one, he is a husband, father, and a new grandfather of a wonderful baby boy born yesterday, which would be Wednesday. Welcome, Teddy Fierce, to the world. Listen, I'm going to introduce you a little bit more, but congratulations on that little baby boy.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. That's a blessing. That's a real blessing.
It's so funny, because just before we started the show, I got to FaceTime with my almost 2-year-old granddaughter. It is the best.
Yeah, it really is. It really is a beautiful thing. It's my second. He decided to come just a little early. But I'm glad he made it right before I got to my office to do this show with you guys. I was with him in the hospital, and it's just a joy. The real joy was to see my 2-year-old grandson meet his baby brother. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Fast forward just a little bit. Nick Fierce, our very special guest. Nick is the co-owner of the Jacksonville Sharks Indoor Football League arena team. So, but we're going to talk about that, because it's a really fascinating journey for him, his team, his organization. But besides that, Nick is a multi-talented man, as we just said, wears many hats. He's also a filmmaker, producer. He's with Spectrum Films in Jacksonville. He's done a lot of great projects. I've got to do a little bit of work with him and collaborate a little bit. And his great son, Andrew, is just a super talented producer, editor, and photographer. But listen, we're talking sports. We could talk about so much with you, Nick. You are the co-owner of the Jacksonville Sharks. Now, number one, who are the Jacksonville Sharks? Because you guys have had a lot of success in another league. You're now in a new league. But, wow, being an owner of a professional sports team is quite an undertaking. And it's most of us in the real world cannot do that. So that's quite a feather in the cap. Talk about what it's like to be an owner of a professional football team. Pretty cool.
I love sports, and you were right. I'm from New Jersey, so I grew up loving sports all my life. When the opportunity lent itself to join the team back in, I believe it was in 18 as an owner, I was a fan first of the Sharks and doing their marketing. And then it just so happens one of the owners was moving on and the slot opened, and I just feel blessed to have been asked, blessed to be in a position to join, blessed to be part of what I deem to be the finest indoor football organization in sports. It's pretty iconic, the Jacksonville Sharks.
Let me ask you, how many hats do you wear? Well, you know, like general manager, coach, you know, all that stuff. Because it's obviously
I would say one hat with the team. I'm an owner. My other hat, I think, is an advisor, marketing advisor, et cetera, to the president, who is also an owner of the team. And I'm always there for advice. I'm there, you know, with the other owners to support, to lift up players, to help when we can, morally, spiritually. And it's just a great honor, and it's a dream. It's a dream fulfilled.
How many owners are there?
We are at eight, I believe, eight owners now. It started off as two, and over the course of time, as things get bigger, as the needs get bigger, they brought in other owners. So I believe we're at eight, maybe nine. I can't remember, but everyone gets along. We all have our own specialties outside of the sports world that we do each and every day that allow us to fulfill a dream, which is to say, yes, I'm an owner of a professional sports team. And the league, the IFL Indoor Football League, has grown. It is the premier league. There are many indoor leagues, many, but there's one premier one. This is the premier. We left another very good league. And even earlier than that, we were in the old AFL, the Kurt Warner, right? Yeah. The Aaron Garcias of the world, the Kurt Warners of the world. We won a championship there. Then we went to when they folded, the NAL started. We won, I believe, three there. That makes it four. And then now we're with the IFL. We're in our third year with the IFL. And we haven't won a championship, but it took the first year to kind of acclimate to the new rules. It's a different type of league.
How many teams are in this IFL?
We are 14 nationwide. We announced one formally today in Athens, Georgia. You may know one of the owners. He was known as the Bus, Jerome Bettis. Jerome Bettis is one of the owners. And there is another one that will be announced, I believe, at the end of this month. I know where it is, but I can't share it until
Couple questions though. The other owners, do they also are most of them passive, or do they have active roles?
I would say every owner. I would say the majority of the owners are not passive. They're involved. They're engaged. They're there at every game. They give advice. Every owner has their, I happen to know marketing through what I do for a living. Others know insurance. Others know financial. They're in the financial world, so they help us there. Others know,
some other company, like promotions.
So, everybody, right.
How much does it cost to, like, And let's say I wanted to put together a team and join like Jerome Bettis is doing. What, how much money does it cost to finance your team? You know, what
I would say just I would say between getting into the league and buying into the league, plus what it takes to create an organization, buy the equipment, it's create a front office staff,
Yeah, the
create a
players.
staff, et cetera. I'm going to go out on a limb and say, because I know what the buy-in fee is, and it's increasing, by the way. You're looking at minimum $4 to $5 million.
Yeah, I thought it would be closer to 10. How many players on a team?
You have those that can dress, and you have practice squad. So I think they upped it to 25 or 26 that you can carry throughout a season. So, but you only can dress and bring to a game, I think it's 21 or 22.
Mike, before you ask your question, let's go to our trivia question, and then you'll take over because I've been asking too many questions. All right. As a reminder, Nick, if you
You are,
got
man. No kidding.
it, okay, in which city, now we're talking music, in which city is the House of the Rising Sun? In which city are
Of course, Nick knows
the
it.
Rising
Of
Sun? If you
course.
can see it for me, I'll be extra impressed. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
It's your show.
Remember, Mike, you have to be quiet during the 5 seconds, but that's okay. All right, welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here along with Mike McDowell and our special guest, Nick Pura. Okay, guys, first trivia question. In which city is the House of the Rising Sun? Nick, what's the answer?
New Orleans.
That's true. And who sang it?
Oh, man. There's been many covers of it.
Mm. I mean, who's it mostly known for in the 60s?
Yeah.
There is a house in New Orleans.
Oh, it's at the tip of my tongue.
I know the song.
Eric Burdon. Eric Burdon and the Animals.
The Animals.
All right. Yep.
All right, Mike, take it away.
Yeah, very special guest, Nick Furis, co-owner of the Jacksonville Sharks. And we welcome him to this great show. We go coast to coast, border to border, around the world, and with our United States military. Thank you. And we love you, folks.
Amen.
We can't be in this country without you. So you are the protectors, and we salute you, especially on this Memorial Day weekend coming up. So, Nick, my friend, is our special guest. Nick, 8-on-8 football. Unique football in the terms of, let's face it, it's entertainment. Yeah, it's sports, but it's entertainment. And this is where I'm going with it. We are a football-heavy country now. We've got the NFL, the USFL, the UFL, and then we've got this indoor league all competing right now for, you know, fans.
Right.
And that's no easy task. On top of it, we have something called baseball, America's sport as well. So how do we compete and earn the fans' trust to come spend some money at the stadium, pay the ticket prices, the beers, the food? You got to put on something special because, let's face it, if you don't, nobody's showing up to the arena downtown in Jacksonville that seats about, about 12,000?
Yeah, about 12,000 to max, yeah.
Yeah, so you know, you want to fill that stadium. How do you do it?
Well, number one, you put on a product. Let's talk football. Come and watch real football players hit and show their skills. These are not amateurs. These are pros. These are Division I athletes. These are guys that played in the NFL. These are guys that played in national championships on the college level. So there's real hitting, real offense, and real defense. Combine that with constant entertainment. In between every timeout, there's something going on the field so the fans are engaged. Combine the two and don't charge an arm and a leg. You can get into the arena for a four-pack of tickets with hot dogs and this and that for $100. So a family can go in there for $100 with a family of, you know, a mother and father and two kids and have a night. Now go to the movies or go to the NFL. $100? I don't think so. You're going to be sitting way, way, if you can find a ticket, way, way, way up. So I think it's fun, affordable, family entertainment with high level of sports involved. That's why, if I may, Yahoo Sports Network saw the potential, and we have now a multi-year deal with them, plus overnight streaming. So we have Yahoo and overnight broadcasting our games. Yahoo is free. Our games are, many of them, coming down to the last play of the game. It's engaging. The numbers are through the roof. We're not talking thousands or hundreds of thousands. We're talking about millions of views. Wow. I purposely bring friends that sit with me at the games. They instantly buy season tickets the following year. Why? Because they are telling me they enjoy this game in person more than going across the street and watching a Jaguar game.
Wow. Well, you know, here's the other thing is now the Jacksonville. I mean, you're in Jacksonville, so the weather's good all the time. But like Green Bay, indoor football, the weather's always good. And how is it? I'm trying to remember because arena football was before. Well, of course, the USFL goes all the way back to when Trump was owning a team. But the recent USFL, basically arena football, has been around a long time. Is it like 7-on-7?
8-on-8.
And the thing is, ESPN will play.
I know my rules, Nick.
It'll give you
8-on-8 with two guys in motion. And no, in this with two guys in motion in the IFL, it used to be throw. Now we have a much more balanced game. You need running backs. There are people running the ball. We don't have nets in our league, so it's that's half. You want to kick a field goal? It's half the distance to NFL. It's just exciting. And it's 50 yards. It just think of it half and half. Half long, half. And the walls never lose. They're crashing into walls, and the wall never loses.
No, but ESPN, a lot of coverage, you know, when there's an exciting play, you know, just like they'll do for college softball or whatever.
I think over time, what we... You know, we used to say we need a television deal. We need a television deal. Well, guess what? I just read you need to have 12 different streaming services or subscriptions to watch the NFL, your favorite NFL team. You need 12 different ones. Streaming is where it's at, and Yahoo Sports is just a perfect partner.
Nick. Important conversation. You brought it up. You got the TV deal. Huge, massive. Now, is that going to equate to two things? Increased revenue, number one, which I know it is. It has to. Or why would you do it? Number two, increase player salaries. Because the average salary for a player in your league, from my research, is about $4,000 to $8,000 a year, which is nothing. But then again, it's a few months of play. But regardless, it's football. It's physical. It's dangerous. And, you know, it's a man's sport. You got to be tough. So how does this help the players? And how does it help the organization?
Well, let me say this. We have sent 5 or 6 of our players this year alone that we signed to the CFL. And we send them with nothing but love and support, okay? If they don't make it on that team, we still have their rights. They'll come back, okay? So number one, that's what we're looking to do. We're a league where we can showcase high-level athletes to get to the next level, UFL, CFL, NFL, even in camp, guys will go to camp. You know, their arms or they need more DBs. Hey, in a NFL camp, you make more money in X amount of weeks than you would in years playing this game. So that's number one. Number two, yes, down the road, if the teams are now making more money, ultimately, because right now the teams are paying for a lot of the costs of streaming to broadcast. But over time, the converse happens, and then it starts coming back to us. And when that comes, I think the league will get together and increase the rules for salaries and possibly down the road even set up some kind of a fund for those who they worked, they sweated, they poured their heart and soul into it. Maybe there's some pension or something down the road, but those are years down the road. We're building a brand.
You mentioned about the money side of things. How often do you have to go back to the owners to pump in more money?
Hopefully not often if you're doing it well. I don't know how other people do it. That's their business. I know how we do it. We need butts in the seats, and we need sponsorships, and we have both of those things. So I think we usually go back to raise money from within or bring in someone else when the needs increase. So as you get bigger, you know, people, here's what people don't understand. The like an NFL owner, I remember, I'll talk Jacksonville. The first owner was a wonderful man and his wife, Wayne and Dolores Weaver, okay? They owned Shoe Company, Nine West, etc. There were a whole bunch of other owners. There were just minority owners, very small percentages. You have a face, but there's also other owners. Do they need them? Well, in the NFL, there's certain rules for ownership and things like that. So here's the beauty of where we're at as a league, in my opinion. Number one, we have a wonderful commissioner, Todd Tryon, and a great surrounding staff. That's one. Number two, we got our streaming deal. Number two. Number three, we'll be at 16 teams next year. The model caps at 24. When you hit 24 teams, there are no more teams. That's where it blows up.
Gotcha. Okay, guys, sure. We got to cut to our break. Here's our trivia question. Ready? Pat Boone's daughter, Debbie, had a number one single that ranked number one for 10 weeks. What was the name of that song? Stay with us. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance, with state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is, so you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Hop in a John Deere Gator XUV for a day's work. Let's see what's on the to-do list. There goes the tree. And the fence.
Help her out!
Not a problem. Because you've got a cargo box filled with solutions. Up to 4,000 pounds of towing capacity. And you're ready to roll.
The power's out!
Here we go again. The Gator XUV. Built for every kind of workday. Learn more at johndeere.com/GatorXUV. Nothing runs like a deer.
Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael is open for both takeout and delivery. So if you want pizza the way it ought to be, call us at 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikessanrafael.com and order online. You can either pick up your fabulous pizza or we can deliver it to you. Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily. So call 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikessanrafael.com and order your pizza.
Got stuff you don't need? Turn it into cold hard cash with Cha-Ching Company. Whether it's your house, your car, or even gold collecting dust, we buy it for cash fast. No hassles, no long waits. Get a free cash offer in just 24 hours and walk away with money in your pocket. That's Cha-Ching Company, your trusted cash buyer for houses, cars, and gold. Visit CashNow2026.com. right now and get your offer today.
The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa invites you to experience spring in Tahoe. Whether it's hiking, getting pampered in the spa, or relaxing by the lake, the Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa is the perfect destination as it is close to many restaurants, Heavenly Village, and nature areas to explore. Every room has a spectacular Lake Tahoe view. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com to reserve your room with a view.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here, along with Mike McDowell and Nick Furis. I'm smiling because Mike keeps snapping his fingers going, I know the answer, but I can't remember the answer. Here's the trivia question. Pat Boone's daughter, Debbie, had a number one single that ranked number one for 10 weeks. What was the name of that song?
It's like an easy listening tune. It's about as like, Nick, you know, go ahead.
Nick, what's the answer?
Well, Mike, you light up my life.
Yeah. So,
what can I say?
Okay. All right. You light up my life too, and Edward and everybody else. That's beautiful. All right. That's beautiful.
So we have Nick Furis, one of the owners of the Jacksonville Sharks Arena League Football, which it's so funny. When that Arena League Football came out, people were poo-pooing it. And I said, I like this thing. This is cool. You know, you get football, like, you know, Temple all year round. And I mean, I love the rules and how exciting it was. Quick question for you, because something just came out, I think yesterday, the day before. So Florida, the state of Florida, is suing the NFL over racism. And, you know, because apparently you have to, as an owner, you have to interview. Doesn't say you have to hire, though. That's what's crazy. You have to just interview, you know, marginalized people in the workforce, minorities, whatever, which to me is kind of crazy because, you know, okay, sure, I'll interview you and then you hire somebody else. I don't know how they would do that anyway. Do you guys have to worry about stuff like that?
Well, if you're referring to the Rooney Rule, I believe that's what it's called. It's the Rooney Rule in the NFL. The short answer is no, comma, because we have that covered in our coaches that, you know, we have a head coach and then, and we've had African-American head coaches before at the Jacksonville Sharks. But we also have offensive line coach right now that played in the NFL that's African-American. So our players are mostly African-American. So no, the short answer is, I don't know if there's an official rule for that in the IFL, but I think the IFL or any good owner would want to bring in the most qualified person to run their organization. I don't care what color you're, personally, I don't care what color your skin is, what your ethnicity is, what your belief. We do care about belief. We do care about moral character. That's one thing we care about. As we want people to be morally fit into the culture that we create, and we've been blessed to have those type of coaches, organization, and also athletes.
Great.
Thank you for mentioning that. You know, some people might get offended about talking about faith. I know how important faith is to you, Nick, and all of us sitting here. But Nick, one of the things that I find really interesting is a little about the league itself. As we mentioned, UFL, USFL, NFL, a lot of competition. What makes this league, even though it's been around for a while, Arena Football League, a lot of our listeners have not been to a game. But what makes this league different entertainment-wise? I know there's 8-on-8. I know there's a designated blitzer. But talk a little about some of the unique style of play and then the game within the game, the event, because this is not just a football game. It's an event. Am I correct?
Just think of it as WWE. WWE and the NFL come together and clash, and there you go. You have an indoor football game. From the moment you sit down and the national anthem is played until the last whistle, you're engaged. The audience is engaged constantly, whether it's the play on the field or the entertainment in between, you're constantly engaged. You cannot find you can't find something for $25 that will engage you like an arena game.
Anything in California, Northern California to begin with?
Do we have teams in California? Absolutely. We have teams in San Diego.
San Diego.
We, San Diego. We have teams in Vegas. We have two teams in Arizona, in Texas, the Midwest, Green Bay, Iowa, where we're going to be tomorrow night playing in Iowa. We have Orlando. We have Jacksonville. We have now Athens. So that'll become a rivalry. So we're across this entire country. Yes, San Diego is, and they're a pretty good football team, as is Vegas, as is Arizona. I mean, they're all good. So you have that West and the East, and the level of football is very high. Here's the other thing that I think, Mike, you were asking about, the inside. Look, we're not on the level where the cities are going to just build us stadiums, right? We rent the arena, right? So you got to find a place to practice. So because you have a good organization, you our training facilities now, we made a deal with Jacksonville University right down the street. They gave us an area. We had an extra field. We literally built an arena field that we practice on. We literally took and built inside of, you know, those large trailers, you know, like construction people have, those large. We built a training side and, you know, where the players get dressed. That's an advantage, but that's ingenuity. That's hard work. That's how do you get 22 different bags on a football plane? Right? It costs money. So you got to pick the right airline. You got to all those little.
I was going to ask you about that. Just the airline ticket.
All those little things in the Indoor Football League and the Jacksonville Sharks are the little things that make us who we are. But here's the biggest thing, in my opinion. The biggest thing is the backstories of the guys that are on our team. Every one of those guys has a story. Every one of them. Every one of them had a shot somewhere. Every one of them, you know, was maybe at a different level. Or like last year, we had two guys who played for us who played for Saban. Okay, and they won national championships. This year, we have guys with different stories, but each one of them is striving for one thing and one thing only: getting to the next level. And some of them have already been there.
That's my question, is because ordinarily you wouldn't think that they would try to go to arena football first because of the money. So did these people who, let's say, have not played in the NFL yet, they just didn't get called by a team?
Or they just had UFL tryouts, were scouting, someone didn't get called. We're contacting them, okay, and giving them an opportunity. Some of them don't want to play. That's okay. Some of them do. I mean, we have players on our team that were in NFL camps with the Titans, right off the Chris Rice, right off the top of my head. Again, we just sent 5 or 6 athletes to Canada. We love that. We're a breeding ground for talent, okay? People watch us. NFL scouts are watching our film. I promise you, they're watching. They see the intangibles. They see speed. They see hands. They see football instincts. And what happens? We'll send them with pride to an NFL camp. We'll send them with pride to the CFL, the UFL, etc. But what makes us, I think, so cool is that you watch a game and it doesn't necessarily have to be your team. It's coming down to the last. I mean, there are games that are blowouts, but this year has been crazy, coming down to the last play, literally the last play of the game. That's exciting.
How many people generally are in the stands?
I think we average, we're one of the better arenas in the league. And we know that we're in, as the season progresses, we do better, okay? Because kids are in school. Then right now we're in the prom graduation season. When that's all over, we increase. I would say 8 to 9,000 people in as we, and we're 6-1 right now. Okay. So we're 6-1. The team above us is Green Bay. They're, I believe, 8-1. They've played two more games. We keep playing our brand of football. People are going to start noticing. The news is starting to notice down here. They're already having Marquell Wade, one of the best to do it, wide receiver, DB, won championships in Albany, won championships with us. He was just on the news. He's an Arkansas kid, University of Arkansas. I mean, he's long in the tooth. He's probably 32 years old, but he wanted to come back because his daughter is here and he wanted to play in front of his family. And that's important. So those are backstories that I was talking about. And the last thing I'm going to say about indoor football is I can say about us, and I think I've seen it around the league, we all give back to the community we serve, okay? We know the Sharks Foundation does that. We have raised a tremendous amount of money for through a nonprofit called Fourth and Gold, which funds cancer, children's cancer research to find less toxic, more humane ways. We adopted a child a couple of years ago. He's no longer with us. He didn't die from leukemia. He died from the chemo and the radiation that ravaged his body. So we do this, and we adopted him as a team, and he now stands as a symbol. And this year, last year we put out a goal of $10,000, and we raised over $50,000. This year, we put out a $50,000 challenge. We're already halfway there, and we're gonna certainly meet that. We have a camp coming up, the first ever Jacksonville Sharks coaching staff, players, and Jacksonville Jaguars, NFL legends, coming together, all in the name of this nonprofit. And we're hoping to have a couple of hundred kids out there with all proceeds, net proceeds going
on a better team back in the day. Mark Brunell was a good, he was a good quarterback for Jaguars.
Well, Mark Brunell used to throw to a guy named Jimmy Smith. Jimmy Smith, it will be there. The kicker, Mike Hollis, will be there. Their free safety, Donovan Darius, will be there. All of these guys are personal friends of mine. They also love the indoor league. In fact, Mike Hollis kicked for us. We got in a jam one year, and we needed a kicker. And I called him. I said, I know you're an NFL kicker, one of the most accurate NFL kickers in NFL history. Would you come out of retirement for a couple of weeks? And he did it. And he did. It was awesome. It was awesome.
Mike, ask your question, and then we got to go.
Yeah, well, that little boy, that's not the question, but Leo the Lion, Leo. And yeah. What was his last name again? What was his last
Leo
name?
Leo Stevenson.
Yeah, he was a beautiful little kid, wasn't he? I mean, he really was. But I just want to honor his name. It's very important. Nick, you have an incredible background. Spectrum Films, you've done movies, you've produced elite, high-end videos, corporate videos, etc. Now, I'm not going to be the first guy to say this, but if I am, I'm a genius. When are you going to do the behind-the-scenes show with the Sharks? You know, have you come up with that concept?
He's going to want me to answer that right after this break.
Exactly. Quick intro here. Your trivia question really quickly. In 2015, who was the youngest woman to be on the Forbes Most Powerful Women's list? Stay with us, Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back with some closing comments. Don't touch that dial.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your Care Watch for free. Call us to get your Care Watch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Welcome back to Sports.com 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Bender, host of World Fight, the Down, our special guest, Nick Fierce. Trivia question number three. In 2015, who was the youngest woman to be on the Forbes Most Powerful Women's list? Anyone? Mike?
Yeah, it's got to be the, what's her name's, her new husband's the tight end for the freaking Chiefs.
There you go.
What's her name? That's her name. That's not, I really care about her.
All right, Mike, ask your question to Nick before we get out.
Real quick, Nick, you're a videographer, you're a filmmaker, you do it all, multi-talented studio. When is the behind-the-scenes show going to come out? Because you know it's going to be on HBO soon. I know it is.
Well, I don't know about HBO, but you know, we started to put something together for this year, but it was, the concept grew and we had to get legal approval. We got legal approval, but it was too late, to be honest. So it's already on my hat to do next year, because these backstories are Hard Knocks, if you will, for the Jacksonville Sharks would be great. You can learn a lot about the IFL by simply going to goifl.com. You'll learn about all the teams. You'll learn about the rules, the regulations, the transitions, all the news. You learn about where the shows are being streamed. If you're in North Florida, jacksharks.com, jaxsharks.com. Come on down to the arena. And to all the people listening or watching this around the world on the military who serve our great country, we honor you. We have a night dedicated to the military, but we can never do enough for our brave men and women who serve and keep us safe.
Nick, 1 second. Don't you get to keep the football at the games if it goes in the stands?
Yes.
There you go. That's the best part of it. Okay, you guys ready? So here's our thoughts for the day. So salons always have hair on the floor. Garages always have oil on the floor. Banks, what's their problem? Come on. And I never realized how technically advanced Moses was. He had the first tablet that connected to the cloud. All right, Thomas. Tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing more sports topics from a business perspective.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Nick.
To our team, I'm Edward Brown, your host. We'll see you next week.
Great job, Nick. Thank you, military.